Welcome. Please state your name and your position.
Brian Ald, President, Tampa Bay Rays, and Vice Chairman of the Tampa Bay Rowdies.
How many years have you been in St. Pete?
I've lived in Tampa Bay for over 15 years now. I've been working in St. Pete that entire time. I moved to St. Pete in early 2008, so over a decade.
What organizations are you involved in?
Well, the Rays and the Rowdies take up a whole bunch of time, but I'm very deeply involved with Friends of North Shore Elementary, which is where my kids go to school right now. I'm a board member of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Tampa Bay and former board chair. And through the Rays, work with just about every nonprofit organization out there. Also represent on the St. Pete EDC, the Tampa Bay Partnership, and the Tampa Bay Chamber, personally.
What gets you out of bed every day?
I got a pretty wonderful life. You know, I wake up in beautiful St. Petersburg and go to work for a sports team, and now two sports teams that I really love. It's exciting for me specifically to be part of a community that I don't think is fully polished yet. I think we're still turning St. Petersburg into what it will be. And I feel like I get to play a relatively important role in that, which has been thrilling in a lot of ways.
Why St. Pete?
Well, that's where a few prescient leaders decided to build Tropicana Field and recruit the Rays however many years ago. I guess it was then the Devil Rays through the expansion process. After Stuart Sternberg bought the team in 2005 and brought on Matt Silverman to be the team president, I received a call from Matt asking if I was interested in joining the effort. Didn't know anything about Tampa Bay at the time, but knew that I loved baseball and didn't have particularly strong roots to anywhere else in the country. And so came down here. I've now lived in Tampa Bay for almost twice as long as I've lived anywhere else. And that's what brought me here. And I think the reasons for staying are obvious.
What is one habit that you keep?
I try really hard to maintain my friendships through actual connections. And so I've got a number of trips with various friend groups I've made along the way that I try to honor each and every year. Those are sacred to me, and I try to make sure those happen whenever they can. I think particularly as we get older, it gets harder and harder to maintain relationships, and that's something that's always been really important to me.
Who are some people that influence you?
I get my influence from all over the place. I wouldn't say that I have, you know, any specific mentors, but Matt Silverman's been a friend of mine since we were in high school, and I've always admired any number of ways that he does things. Since coming to work for Stu and seeing the way that he looks at the world, it's certainly influenced the way that I do as well. I always lean on insights that I got from fellow teachers and students back when I was a fourth grade teacher in California, because I felt that you got a lot of unique viewpoints of how to influence people and how to approach things from them too. So, you know, you can find it just about anywhere. Whenever I see something that someone's doing that I really like, I try to copy it. And then if anybody ever gives me credit for it later, I do provide attribution.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, or practice that you would share with our readers?
I go back to my time teaching for this one. Whenever I'm talking to someone who's considering entering teaching, I always say, it's absolutely fantastic work and life experience. I remember feeling as a college graduate at the time that somehow by becoming a teacher, I was sort of postponing my career by a few years as opposed to advancing it. And I wasn't sure how long I was going to teach back then, but during the 5 or so years that I was in the school and you're trying to get through to 9-year-olds, you learn very quickly that if you're not able to get your message across to them, you have to change the way you're delivering it. When you're in adult relationships, sometimes you can get mad at the other party for not hearing you. When you're talking to an 8 or a 9-year-old, you realize that it falls on you. And whether that's teaching someone a math problem or trying to get them to understand a bit of science, or me and my wife trying to get on the same page about how we're going to manage a carpool during a particular week, if you can appreciate that, or at least even default to when a message is not going through, what parts of it can, on your side, can you change rather than the other? I think it's a pretty effective tool for life.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
You know, the stadium saga, as I think we've nicknamed it around here, has been constantly hanging over the Tampa Bay Rays, even to the point that I think some of it was influenced the way the Rowdies acquisition was seen. I'm not sure I appreciated quite to the degree that that would affect our employee base. You know, as someone who's close to it and who gets to see all the moving parts and is part of trying to advance the cause, you've got a pretty good insight into what's going on. For our employees who are a little bit further away, many of them, job security is a really important issue. Where their family might need to relocate is something that pops into their heads. What does a sister city concept mean for someone's personal compensation? These are all things that have become clear and that we've really tried to do our best to reassure everyone over, but we might not have been as cognizant as we could have been 3 years ago when we sort of got into the thick of, so where are the Rays going to be down the line?
What's next?
Oh man, I didn't see that one. What's next? We're going to figure out how to keep the Tampa Bay Rays and Rowdies in Tampa Bay for generations to come. We're going to bring every ounce of energy, creativity, and influence to the process and keep our always optimistic heads above the water as we figure out a solution to what is a pretty complex problem.
Thank you.